does look extra greasy with your fingers on it, I swear.
I rubbed my face on it. Didn't use my acne medication. Is that what's happening?
Hey, welcome to This Week on Channel 9. My name is Seth Juarez.
And I am Kendra Havens.
And today we have some awesome articles prepared to share with you.
We sure do. Let's take a look at the first one, Miss.
First one up, Matt Warren wrote a really interesting, it's a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Core CLR source code. So just over 2 years ago, Microsoft open sourced the entire .NET framework. This post attempts to provide a hitchhiker's guide to the source code found in the Core CLR GitHub repository.
I'm pretty excited about that one because I feel like there's tons in there and I can go spelunking with his blog posts. I gotta look at that. I'm excited.
Absolutely. It's worth pointing out that .NET developers have provided excellent glossaries, one for the Core CLR and one for the Core FX. If you come across unfamiliar terms or abbreviations, you can check these out.
Fantastic. I'm up. Let's see what we got next. Oh, yes. The Windows 10 Creators Update is coming April 11th. It's a pretty good update. There's tons of things in there for creatives. I think there's some Beam stuff in there. There's tons of I'm actually excited about it. I'm on the fast ring, and so tons of updates to come through. I get to look at them. But April 11th looks like it's coming out. We're pretty excited about that.
Absolutely. Next up, Microsoft Ignite. Registration is open. I went last year. It was absolutely amazing. They had a 360-degree camera.
Oh, my goodness.
That's still currently my profile pic on Facebook.
Wait, 360? Awesome. Like, is it like a 3D picture
of
you?
Yeah, and like it plays in GIF format.
It's like you can literally see all the way around. So that's pretty exciting. Hopefully I get to go to Ignite. We got to be there a couple of times. Well, this is the third one, I think. And so Ignite's a really cool thing for IT pros, for some devs as well.
Lots of deep dives.
Make sure you register early because hotels sell.
For sure.
All right, am I up?
Yeah.
Thanks to Visual Studio Feedback. If you noticed, with Visual Studio, 20 days after Visual Studio launch, there was an update with several bugs. And the blog post is pretty funny because it starts out with, we fixed 8 issues which were created by community Visual Studio users. I don't think they created the bugs.
Yeah, our community doesn't create the bugs.
No, they report them. So they found some bugs that they created into our system, and 20 days later, they're in there, which goes to show you how fast we're willing to fix these things.
Yes, and go community. Thank you.
All right, next.
Awesome. Next up, TypeScript has a new release cadence. One of the things we love about the TypeScript community is the enthusiasm around new features and rapid adoption of new TypeScript releases. Because of this, we've been focusing on increasing the velocity and consistency of TypeScript releases so that you can get your hands on the latest features more quickly and predictably. This new release cadence has been mostly great, but there has been some confusion on when and how to get the latest TypeScript version. There have also been questions regarding the availability of TypeScript in Visual Studio 2017, so this is going to clear that up.
Awesome.
It'll clarify our intentions, our general plan for shipping TypeScript in the future, including shipping as part of Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code.
Fantastic. You know, I've been recently using some TypeScript because I've been learning Angular too. TypeScript's the bomb. Like the first time I wrote JavaScript, this is going to date me, I did it for an image rollover. This was like many years ago, I know. And now people make all sorts of crazy apps. And so pretty excited about TypeScript, makes JavaScript a lot easier. Here's an interesting thing. When you do some data sciencing, it turns out you need a lot of beef in your machine. And so coming up on April 4th, it looks like from 10 a.m. to 11 Pacific time, you can learn more about the Microsoft Data Science Virtual Machine. I don't know what's in it, but anytime I hear data science and virtual machine, I'm thinking there's got to be some beefy GPUs. There's got to be some software pre-installed in there. And if you want to learn all about how to use our new beefy data science virtual machine, please make sure to tune in April 4th from 10 to 11 a.m. because data science is great. And when the robots take over, you want to have a good ally. Yeah. So get a good virtual machine living out there if you can. Mm-hmm.
And you should be as good as possible at data science-ing.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to get outdated science.
That's right. Because if you get outdated science, you're going to be on the losing end of the robots.
Right. Next up, we have a Visual Studio Uninstaller. So this executable is designed to clean up and delete preview, RC, and final releases of Visual Studio 2013 and 2015, as well as previews of 2017. So it's designed to be used as a final resort to clean up a system of remaining artifacts from a non-successful installation, instead of having to reimage the machine.
Oh man, so if you're dropping all sorts of bits everywhere and you have pre-release stuff, this will just take it all off.
Yes.
That's super
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I need to run this on my machine.
Yeah, you know
right
what?
Away.
I was so retentive about like, how do I uninstall stuff? And there's files, we usually just, every 6 months, man, we just wipe the machine. This will help you. This will help you.
And if you want to know more about how it works, it finds and uninstalls every preview, RC, and RTM of 2013, 2015, and 2017. It'll first execute the uninstall command on a bundle, and then it will uninstall any stale MSIs.
Fantastic. Well, yes. If you have a dirty machine, this is like the mint, the breath mint.
Ooh.
It'll clean stuff
so
up.
So refreshing.
I know.
I love it.
I'm up. All right, around the world with MVPs, dozens of developers in Istanbul go deep into Microsoft technologies. My understanding is that they were in Turkey and they had a meetup with MVPs where they had like 8 sessions and they just got up and chatted about a bunch of cool sessions. Make sure you check out this link. I find the MVPs to be a really engaging crowd, very knowledgeable, and every time I can hear them speak, I rush over if I can.
But absolutely.
I know, because the MVPs are amazing. And so make sure you check this out, a bunch of topics that were given by MVPs in Istanbul.
Speaking of freaking awesome community stuff, there's an awesome library out on GitHub.
That's your pick of the week. Pick of the week.
Oh, this is my pick of the week.
Yeah, pick of the week. Pick of the week.
It's a fun one. If you participate a lot on .NET community on GitHub, you might know of Ben Adams. Recently,
genius.
He released the fastest and the most secure
ever.
.NET library. It's called system.ben.
System.ben. There's been a lot of community chatter
yes.
about it. Tons of comments and uproar about just how fast. I mean, you can see right here, if we go to the screen, like even David Fowler did some benchmark tests and he's like, you know.
This is incredible.
We're on to something.
Literally 0 seconds to run.
Yeah,
tells you anything.
It's amazing. So if you can, I would include this library in almost every build. I mean,
yeah.
It's just amazing, amazing, really good.
For sure.
So now, for my pick of the week, this week, I have been working on automating some of our internal processes here in the studio. And one of the things that Donovan Brown taught me is to deliver value. That's what our job is, to deliver value. And he taught me how to use Visual Studio Team services. And so I built this little junky app and I use Squirrel for deployment. And it says Squirrel, it's like click once, but works TM. Mr. Betts is a funny guy. But it does work. And the cool thing is that I have this really interesting pipeline. No joke, our producer Golna, she will tell you, she's like shaking her head right now. I said, oh, you want me to fix this? I go into the code, I type something, like 2 lines of code, I check it into the master branch, the VSTS system builds the whole thing, and Squirrel creates an installer for me, puts it on blob storage. When she runs the program, which incidentally is called NASBot, because we call her NAS, Golnaz, it says there is an update available, you click it and so Squirrel is a really neat way to deploy Windows-style applications. There's also a Squirrel for Mac as well. This was created by Paul Betts in order to make deployment a little bit easier. And the first thing that I think they released on it, it was an Electron app. I forget what it's called, but it's definitely out there. Definitely works. It took me a little while to get it to work on Team Services. I should do a blog post on it. But it's absolutely an amazing piece of software to help you deploy your apps. I think that's all for this week.
That's all we got.
Thank you so much for watching. Again, the beautiful Seth Juarez and the amazing Kendra Havens.
Fascinating Kendra Havens.
Thanks so much for watching.
Thanks for watching.